It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 701.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Monday, you absolute gronks.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, George?
I'm good. Feeling good. I didn't actually sleep that well last night, though.
Oh, no.
Really? Why?
George copied my coffee order today. We had a coffee this morning, and I get the strong one, and he said, "Yeah, maybe I'll have the same."
Really?
And then George did a Gronk move.
Had a strong three-quarter.
Absolute. You cannot do this in COVID times. Mm-hmm. I put my coffee cup far to the left. I put George's down to the right as we shot a few hoops of basketball. Mm-hmm. And then George picks up his and goes sits next to my coffee cup and puts his coffee cup down next to mine, and I have no idea whose is whose.
You become
so, guys, if George has coronavirus, I do too.
This is annoying. Yeah. George, weren't you sleeping though?
I don't know. Just was light. Like, I'm usually a pretty deep sleeper, but I was just quite light last night. Just kind of woke up every now and then. Then I was thinking, like, God, if that happens on Friday, how annoying would that be?
Like just Thursday night, 7 a.m. leading into
Thursday
Friday.
Night.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're waking up like 1, 2, 3, and you're just like, oh, my God.
Well, it'll probably happen. What I haven't considered is if we're starting at 7 a.m., we're going to have to get the tech ready beforehand. Yeah. So it's probably like a
we're going to be up at 5:30. Yeah.
It's so annoying. But it'll be good. Like, I'm amped. There's a lot happening this week, though. We've set a lot of things in motion that we need to execute. One of them being the merchandise that we, just so you know, we hadn't discussed any of that before that show yesterday. Sure. Mm-hmm. And since, we've sold shitload of merch and we've closed it off. Mm-hmm. It's fucking amazing. Well done, boys.
Yeah, thank you, Gronks.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you, Gronks. Otherwise, it wasn't for you.
For buying the merch. And so, should we get an update? So, for people who haven't listened to episode 700, you can go listen. But what we did was we decided on a T-shirt and a crew neck jumper. Any thoughts on... do we call them jumpers or is that just an Australian phrase?
Well, I had to work out what a crew neck was, to be honest.
Crew neck.
The thing is that the T-shirt was, when I started to get into the copywriting, because I took a lot of joy in writing some sales copy that would really get people. Mm. But what happens is, this is a standard for me.
That copy was great, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I start strong. Yeah. I always start strong and then I get really lazy. And so...
It's a good snippet, just out of context. For anything
it's,
you do.
It's I basically, start strong. It is.
And oh, I'm definitely. Over it. By the time we're close to the end, nah.
If I go to, I'll just go to the copy from the website so I can actually read it out. But there were, there were two options.
It's on Slack as well if you want it.
Yeah, and so here it is. So this is where I wrote for the crew neck. It's called TDTS Classic Crew Neck. I feel like anything that says classic in it, it seems more premium, right? It's classic. It's like, fuck, it's the OG. You know,
OG. Classic.
Yeah. And so this is what I wrote. The very limited edition black crew neck jumper that you can wear whilst enjoying the 24-hour stream. This thing is cozy. Ideal for the cooler ISO months. The classic crew neck is minimal and frames your beautiful face. Buy it big and wear it boyfriend style, paired perfectly with trackies, or get your normal size for a crisp look with some jeans. The screen print is bold. It's the Daily Talk Show logo in all its glory, the ultimate Gronk staple. It's a statement.
Yeah.
So I think that was
great.
I think it was good.
Strong. That was good. You didn't get too lazy.
No, well, it's the T-shirt, because for the T-shirt, I was like, what do I write? And so the description of the Gronk T is a badge of honor.
That's
I love it.
That's
all I actually love it.
Well, it was, don't I like too it much. More than the other one.
Really?
Oof.
Yeah. Really? Well, see, I was...
Less is more, George? Simple. Less is more?
Yeah, less is more. And it's like, okay, well, now I really want that because I want the badge of honor. The other one's like too much.
Too fluffy?
Description. Like, it people is understand a bit fluffy. How you can wear jumpers. Mm. Yeah.
I got around.
Rah, rah.
Thank you. Yeah, there was a lot of rah-rah. But so we've...
That's okay.
We in one... I guess how long has it been? It's been under 12 hours. It's been more than 12 hours.
More than 12 hours.
We did the show at...
I think it went up at about 8, I think,
the promotion or whatever.
Seven or
so
eight.
Oh, no, we finished it at 9 p.m. But Sorry, 9 a.m. is when we closed it off. Scooter, though, has been helping because he's good mates with Dion, the epic screen printer at While You Sleep on Easy Street in Collingwood. And so,
well, we're loose units because we hadn't locked anything in. If anything, we'd worked out all the site and the design before we'd worked out if we can have it done, which is a great way to do it because then you make it happen.
Yeah, and so we, and that's the whole thing is whenever I do this sort of shit, I go through sort of a range of emotions. Sevs, how would you describe sort of the range of emotions in getting live?
It's quite full on. It's not great to be on the receiving end of that FaceTime call.
It goes
through a bit of a blame game, right? So there's probably like, I mean, it's four stages, right? Like there's like a bit of a blame game at the start. Just like what is the solution? Like you push back, like what is your solution? And then he goes quiet, sort of like trying to focus and figure it out. And then it's sort of like, okay, I'm 85, 90% of the way there. And it's like those little tweaks that he starts blowing up at. And then,
I realize that I actually need him on the FaceTime. I'm like, why the fuck? Yeah. Mate, I'm actually just calling to call you back when it's done because you're not doing anything right now. But the thing
if you're around Josh, you learn that he's talking to himself because he's asking questions like he's got the answers, but he doesn't have the answers. But it makes sense. It's a process.
But Bree knows the most about Shopify in the household between her and I. But the thing is, are you right there, TJ? Just wipe my hand. But Bree knows a bunch about Shopify because that's what they use in Hey Tiger. But it's just the classic trying to work with your partner and just the you know, how do I track inventory? No, do it this way. No, I don't want to track it. No, you need to put a limit. No, I don't want to put a limit. And so it was a lot of drama. But Blage, our web designer, copped it too. Bree said, you need to apologize to Blage.
He did. I was on the FaceTime while you were on the phone with him.
Yeah. Did I not mute? I thought I muted.
No, my thing was muted.
Yeah, because it's that classic thing where I'm like, this isn't hard, Blage. It's like, mate, it's Sunday.
If I had a week,
I could get it working.
It's and then Sunday, it just falls it's into like the, 6 yeah. o'clock at night. Like, yeah.
Well, the last time we did a merch run was after we'd been and seen Gary V for the day. And then we're like, nah, we got to do merch.
Is Lara trying to trigger me in the chat? She just said, have you guys already posted them out? Is she?
So also a bit of a reset. This Friday, we're doing a 24-hour live stream in celebration of 700, moving into May. We wanted to get this merch printed out. Mm-hmm. A website built, purchased, printed, delivered by Friday, which is... Yeah. A big feat. What's the progress? Where are you up to?
Yeah.
We've shut off the shop, obviously. We've got the sales in. And are we running away with cash? Is that
No, I think we're all good. So let's call Scooter because he's been helping us with trying to work out logistics.
Hello, Derek speaking.
Scoot. You're on the show. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
I haven't done my makeup. What's going on?
No, you're fine, mate.
It's audio, buddy.
What's the latest? What have you got an update in regards to the merch?
I've got nothing yet. I've sent the email through, so it's ready to go, and I've got a printout ready to do a face-to-face.
Okay. So you're going to walk down Easy Street to the screen printer and sort of speak through the order?
Yes. It is a hectic thing to ask any screen printer to do, so I thought, I'll use my proximity and go in and maybe help and just cap the stock or make sure we can move forward quicker.
Okay, great.
Derek, how close is Dion a friend? What do you think? What do you reckon? Josh is better friends with you or you're better friends with Dion?
How much are we relying on your relationship with Dion to make this happen?
Well, I reckon it would happen just as easily or better if you were handling it.
You want to be involved.
I don't think he's going to do us any favours apart from being incredibly professional.
Yeah.
And and getting it done.
Well, Scooter, you couldn't give me a price yet. Do you reckon we're going to at least get them for lower than what we've charged on the site?
let me give it a good crack.
Okay. have we got a plan B? Or are we just going
No plan
A.
This was the blow off. This is the blow off. He's like, why don't you not do it for the live stream? Why don't you do it for something else? I'm like, go listen to the episode and come back to me, because it's not happening. We're getting it done. Anyway, okay, thanks, Scooter.
Exactly.
Thanks, mate.
And I also think that I am 99.9%, because I spoke to Dion last night. 99.9% that we'll get those t-shirts out for Friday.
But also the jumpers we will too. The crew necks, definitely. So the hold up on the crew neck you said was just getting the stock, and I said, how long will it take to get the stock? You said Tuesday, arvo.
I can go to the factory. Thing is,
we can. We'll all drive. We'll all do it.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Exactly.
So we're all good with the crew necks?
Oh, 97. You can... cycle.
Maybe you can borrow dad's bike.
My e-bike's in your workshop still.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I saw that this morning. Absolute eyesore. Can you come pick that up? I'll drop that off actually for this favour you're doing. I'll drop it off.
Okay, great.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Scooter. All right. Love you, Derek.
Thanks, buddy.
So it sounds like it's all happening, and we will then pick it up from Dion's, and we're going to go to DHL Law, because Bree was also questioning. She's like, why'd you pick DHL? There was a lot of questions.
We haven't done DHL. Shannon told us. We haven't picked it. But
well, Mason said DHL, and she said, "How does Mason know? Did she call? Did he call?" And I said, "No."
No, I just went on the calculator on their website, and it said that you can send, like, if we go drop them off at the depot, then they'll be able to get it. The big majority of people.
The depot, Josh. The depot.
The depot, is it? Does anyone call a depot?
Depot.
I don't know.
It's Kiwis a depot. Do.
Thank you.
I call it depot. What do you say? If you were taking somebody on a T-O-U-R, how do you say it?
T-O-U-R. Sam, how do you say it?
Tour.
Yeah, not tour. Right.
I say tour. My wife says tour. And I say, really? What? Pardon? Tour.
Dance?
What's
dance
that?
Or dance?
What tour? What was torn?
Adelaide?
Sydney, mate. Western
Suburbs.
I say tour. Tour. Yeah. Tour. Do you say H or H, Scooter?
No, I would have got beaten to death if I'd said H when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm passing that on to my children as well.
No, you got to
just a couple of others. You know the things that you cut and they make your eyes water? What do you call them?
Derek?
That's onion.
Onion.
Yeah, great. Onion. Say, Josh, sorry, what was that?
Onion.
Great. It's onion. When people spell it O-N-G-I-O-N. Onion.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's sort of like how Sev says sandwich.
Sandwich.
No, it's not.
What about
Sam?
Sandwich.
What about the German crumbed chicken flat?
Avocado. Who's saying avocado? Unfriend them, please. Avocado.
A lot of people say avocado. Get me really
no,
avocado.
No, they do not. Where are you eating?
I'm not saying where, or I'll get in trouble with my family.
Okay.
Schnitzel. Schnitzel? Absolutely not.
Schedule, not schedule. Schedule.
Schedule. Espresso martini.
Well, there was a
absolutely not. Espresso, mate. Unless it's coming really fast, then I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay, an update from Show Baker, by the way. She's saying, I went to AusPost today, and they're no longer offering Express Post because they can't guarantee anything. I think we have to go DHL.
We can finalise. There are a couple of couriers, so we can. Yeah. But yeah, it'll happen.
What are you ordering something right now, Derek? Are you at a cafe? What are you doing?
No, the postman just arrived.
Great.
And yes, there is something for me.
Oh, woo-hoo! That's good. All right, we'll chat to you later, Scoot.
All right, see you guys.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy. See ya. Yeah. There's a few other things that we need sort of to logistically work out for Friday's 24-hour live stream. One of them being Ryan John, who has offered up something. I'm not sure what yet. We spoke briefly last week and he said, great, I'll think about it. And then he said this is good for you,
but not for me.
Well, he said, I will like it. He said, Josh will hate it. And so, I mean, that's a win-lose. I mean, if one of us gets to win, hopefully that's good for the Gronk squad as well. And so we need to find out what it is.
Okay, should we call him now?
Yeah, I said we'd call him on the show. Hopefully he's in reception. He's driving from the country down to Melbourne. Ryan John, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Ryan speaking.
Ah, Ryan John, it's the morning crew of the Daily Talk Show. How are you, mate?
The morning crew?
Yeah, I just...
He's lost his mind.
That's not a thing, sorry. I didn't know what to call us. It's the boys.
What do you mean you don't know what to call us? You've done 700 episodes.
It's the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Joey. It's your mates. How are you?
Yeah, I am well. I was actually just... I'm in the car driving, and I was actually just listening to my favourite podcast with two of my favourite people. Any guesses who it was?
If you say Shameless.
No, fuck those influences. No, my
who was it?
Brian Koppelman and Tim Ferriss.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Brutally interrupted.
There's Tim's been doing some great. I enjoyed his one with Matt Mullenweg where they went through the Matt's favourite books. But anyway, yeah. Enough about everyone else's podcasts.
More about your podcast.
Exactly. So TJ was saying that you have an idea that he will love, but I might not necessarily like. We've agreed that whatever it is, we're going to go with it because I'm an absolute hero.
And don't change it at last minute because you've heard that we're committing to whatever you say. So
okay, so yeah,
add a bit of mayo to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I do love mayonnaise. Okay. But don't add any mayo.
Since you guys are committing, we'll have A, committed to 700 episodes, and B, are committing to 24 hours. Are you calling it an episode or is it just a live broadcast? What are we actually calling this?
Yeah, we need some imaging. We don't even know what to call ourselves yet.
Yeah.
So,
okay, but there's a lot of commitments going on.
The 24-hour crew?
Stop using the word crew. It's like you've been listening to Gary Sizzle, one of the great of Dewey's best work. Since there's a lot of commitment going on, I'm also going to commit. And in the time that you guys do your 24-hour broadcast, I am going to commit to completing a marathon.
I love this. I don't mind you doing a marathon, but you're giving yourself 24 hours. You could walk that, couldn't you?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not committing to running it. I'm just committing to traveling the distance, but you said I can walk it. And here's where the commitment from you needs to lie.
Okay, here we
go. And it's probably up to Tommy to police this and probably enforce it.
Okay.
Every time Josh brings up that he's such a great walker, you need to reference that Ryan has actually walked a marathon and is, of all the Gronk squad and all the Daily Talk shows, he is the most accomplished walker of the squad.
Is this beyond the 24 hours, right?
No. When it comes up in 50 episodes and Josh, you start bragging about your ability to walk, then Tom goes, yeah, but obviously Ryan is the better walker.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, I love it.
We can do it, but I contest that you are the better walker, but if it's a bit of gear and you want to play into, I'm happy to do a bit of gear for you, but we all know the reality.
How many marathons have you done?
Mate, I've definitely walked a marathon before, 100%.
Have you done it in one go?
I've definitely, yeah. I did a
like
million.
Have you got... I don't not about steps. Have you gone 42
I've
kilometers?
I've definitely done a half. I'm pretty sure I did
That's
a full.
That's not what he asked.
I'm pretty sure I did a full. I'll have to look at my Strava. I'll look at my Strava and get back to you.
You've gone from definitely done a full to maybe done a half in about 3 seconds. Can we get any?
I reckon. The thing is, it's when you're a walker, you don't necessarily track it. You just. It's not actually
about...
But you definitely talk about it.
Jesus
Christ. You can talk about it, but it's got about...
He's come up with this idea.
I'm sure I've intuitively done a marathon and not even know it.
So what you're saying, Josh, is that in the walking fraternity, it's all talk and no walk? Is that what you're
No,
saying?
No. It's all walk and no talk. All walk, no talk. But
So hang on. Let me just get this straight. You're going to walk 42 kilometres on Friday. You've got 24 hours to do it. We can check. Can we check in with you every couple of hours or, you know, whenever?
Yeah, well I was going to say, when do you want me to start? I know this is maybe off-air logistics, but when's the first cross? Because I'll start whenever you want to cross to me. And I know I'm not probably the first break at 7, but if we can start pretty early to give me some time to get it done.
I reckon you start it would be 9 p.m.
Great
Friday
to have like a
night.
9 p.m. All right, animal. Yeah.
I think we send you down Abbotsford on Victoria Street. See how far you get. What do you think, TJ? I feel like you
have an opinion. I reckon 9 a.m., 7, 8, 9. Yeah. within 8 till 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9 a.m. is a good time.
Yeah.
Maybe if you can execute it within work hours, 9 till 5, mm-hmm. that'd be quite good.
Yeah, I'll work at that. The benefits of having no job is I'm free.
This is great. And how does this affect your ticker schedule? When do you go to daily on ticker?
On Monday.
Okay, so you're all good. Week. You're fine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Great.
And so I live in a small town in Beaufort, which is in regional Victoria,
mm-hmm.
and I live on this lake, and there's a track around the lake, and it's 3.5 kilometres. So I've just worked out I need to do 12 laps.
Is that what you're going to do? Lake. Are you just going to lap? Are you going to just lap the lake? Hashtag lap the lake.
Well, I figured since there's a big sign up saying, yep, it's this little track is 3.5 kilometres, it was the easiest way to measure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I'm off the road, I'm away from other people, it's safe and easy to track, and the dog can come with me. That's what I was thinking.
Do you have a drone? I would love to get a drone shot throughout the whole thing that we can cut to live in some way. How could we get a drone?
Have a drone, Hayden Dibb, our boy.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be able to. I've got my drone. Surely we can do something. I would like to see some sort of live shot following you along in a drone. I think that would be fun.
That'd be great.
Hang on. Well, if we get
one other thing, you haven't considered that Friday it will be 12 degrees and raining.
Okay, so no drone. It's not appropriate for droning.
Sorry, I was on Saturday. It's going to be 10 degrees.
You got very spitty there. Sorry. Just wipe your lip, mate. There you go.
I'm excited.
Since you're at your computer, can you look up the temperature in Beaufort? Because Beaufort is up in the hills, so it's always 3 degrees colder in Beaufort than it is.
This will be great.
I'm looking at Beaufort.
What about phone reception?
That's not good.
Do you get phone reception?
9 a.m. is 6 degrees.
9 a.m. 6 degrees.
I've got phone reception. And you know, 8 minutes ago, I was so smug. I was like, I've got this plan. Josh is going to have to see how awesome I am. This is great. And the one thing I didn't bother to check was the weather. And raining in 6 degrees, that makes 42 kilometres feel like 1,000.
No, I reckon that's good, to be honest. Not to understate what you're doing, but I reckon that's the perfect temp, because if it was hot, it would be an issue. If it was 40 degrees, but it'd be really nice. You might get a bit of a heat rash. I sometimes get a heat rash if I'm sort of getting hot when it's cold. But you'll be fine.
We also need to understand, is this a non-stop marathon? Like, you can stop to go to the toilet, but you can't stop for food. You have to have
a camelback.
Oh, I was just thinking I have 24 hours to complete it.
Yeah. But no food, no water.
I appreciate that. No water. And how are you, Ryan, can we get you set up on Strava and publish your walking track so we can understand that it's actually been completed and everyone else can see it?
Yeah, whatever app we need to do, we'll get it done.
Okay.
I think the 9 to 5, like if I start at 9 a.m. and then just make sure it's done before the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's achievable.
Just in time for Friday night drinks, right?
Just in time for Friday night drinks, of course. How could I miss it?
Okay.
In a row.
Yeah, this is great. I just looked up how long it takes to walk a marathon, and it says 6 to 8 hours.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Great.
Feeling good.
All right.
Feeling good. Feeling confident. I'll need to maybe get some skin to handle the cold. Apart from that, I reckon we're good to go.
Get some gels as well. Suck out some gels.
Hey, could we get other people to be doing challenges? Mm-hmm. If you want to do a challenge, if you've needed some motivation to do something, it doesn't have to be physical. It could be just executing something you've wanted to do.
Well,
you could use the 24-hour block that we're doing, 7 till 7, to do your challenge.
Well, the slight stitch-up I was just thinking this morning, I said to Hamish, when I texted Hamish Blake yesterday, I said, hey, do you want to – I want us to all ride bikes on bike trainers and we'll all do it together. Now, the thing is that I was saying to Barry, I don't think we're going to be able to – he's got a bike trainer. We don't. So there might be a slight stitch up where he is riding and we sort of just chat with him while he rides.
Can you just pretend you're doing it?
Yeah, we could. I could definitely put my lycra on and a helmet and just sort of do a bit of this. Yeah, we can give that a go.
Bobble around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they can't see. You can't see the legs. Just look.
But surely we could get him doing some sprints or something. Maybe we could pick a some sort of mountain for him to ride. He's pretty good at that. But I love the idea of challenges. I feel like unfazed by the whole 24-hour thing. But I reckon early morning is when we're really going to feel it.
Yeah, I think.
Right, here's when you're really going to feel it, Josh.
Yeah.
Is when you're trying to get an early night on Thursday night. You know you need a lot of sleep, and then you're going to be like so excited and a little bit nervous and a little bit anxious that that's going to not allow you to get to sleep on Thursday night till really late.
It's so annoying.
And then you start. Oh. Then you start like, fuck, if I don't get to sleep now, then I'll only get 5 hours and I predict you'll get about 2 hours sleep Thursday night.
This is Mr. 97 for the past month, so it should be interesting. All right, thanks, Ryan.
Is he not getting sleep? Is it because he's got a girlfriend now?
Exactly.
Or is that
Grace. Yeah. Grace is doing it. Hang on.
Let's just get just a little quick piece of advice from Ryan, who has had multiple long. You've had one long distance relationship, but you've done it from different areas at times. So what's some tips for anyone doing a long distance relationship?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Is Mr. 97 here now?
Yeah, he's here. He just doesn't talk much. He's pretty tired.
Well, I just Mr. Tommy the other day. I can't believe that you have a girlfriend and you didn't call me and ask for approval and permission. Did that go through your mind at all?
Nah, not at all, to be honest.
All right, and what's the girl's name again?
Grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
Grace. And she's from Perth.
Yep. And she did listen to you on radio. Yeah.
She did? That's all I care about. Thank you very much. Have a good show.
Ryan, you're just like me. The first time he ever spoke to her, I said, "Did you talk about the show? Like, what'd she say? What's the feedback?" He said it didn't come up. Yeah, it was very annoying.
Yeah.
Right, Ryan.
And I'll see you on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Catch ya.
See you, buddy. Solid effort, Ryan. That's gonna be good. Yeah, I'm pumped to get other challenges. Like, I mean, this is our challenge is to see if we can even do the show for 24 hours. Yeah, I think we'll be able. I think we'll definitely be able to do it. I think it will just get a bit weird. 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. Jeez. I mean,
It's going to be good when it's 3 a.m. and you look how many people are watching and there's one person watching. It'll be you guys.
The COVID safe app. Have you guys downloaded the COVID safe app?
Yeah. So yesterday I got I think we all probably did. Actually, maybe not. Unless you were, because I've downloaded the other COVID app.
Yeah, I didn't get. I just found it on Instagram.
Yeah, great. So you got push notification yesterday if you had the other app, and it says this new tool will help notify you faster if you've been exposed to COVID-19, protecting you and your family. And it's called the new COVID safe app, which I mean, immediately I thought was kind of misleading. Like, it's kind of giving you the best possible scenario from using an app. And that's what they've led with. Do you think that's strong copy for a push notification or
I mean, for the guy who wrote the outrageous copy on the the cozy.
Yeah, I mean, you're the copy guy.
I think it's fine.
Download it.
Well, because the thing is, it's like, you need to expect, like, if you don't get, I think they said you need like at least 50,000 people to download it. This is going back a few weeks. I don't know if it's changed, but you needed something like 50,000 people to download it for it to be effective.
No, I think it was 50,000. Like,
I think it's 40% of the population to have it. Yeah,
which
yeah.
Oh, so it's like 10 million.
Because they've got a million installs right now on the app.
Really? Fuck.
A million, that's huge. Yes.
Yeah. Where did they get 50,000 from?
I don't know where you've pulled that from.
It could have been 50%.
But so I downloaded it. But the thing, I straight away got FOMO because I'm like, it almost feels like Pokemon Go. I'm like, I haven't seen anyone. I haven't been in contact with anyone in days. And so I started thinking, I'm like, well, I want my account to at least be in range of one Bluetooth. And so before you know it, I'm thinking maybe I get the coffees in the morning now. Or the other thing I was like is, Bree, can you install it? Because I feel like I've got more chances of collecting, COVID Pokemon or whatever we're calling it, by Brie having her accountant going out and about.
Well, I saw Trevor Long, tech guy. He posted about it yesterday. He said, "Let me know in the comments if you're downloading it or not. And if you're not, please unfriend me ASAP."
Mm.
And so he's a big believer in, you know, getting people to download it. Obviously, he's since unfriended me because I haven't downloaded it. But no, I guess I will. I heard a guy talking this morning on the radio about they didn't release the source code. I don't know if that means anything to you guys. So you can't tell. People weren't able to jump in and understand how it's working. But this guy downloaded it as much as he could and sort of reverse engineered to see what it would have.
So what are you worried about? Like, what do you think people are worried about? I'm not. So what is the, like, if you're going to talk about it, what is the actual...
Well, I think, so what's a conspiracy believer or someone who's hyper security? They're worried about their information being shared. They're worried about people understanding their whereabouts. The government having stronghold on us and understanding where we are at any time. And then it becoming a...
What about if it's not a government? What if you didn't look at it as a government thing and you looked at it as a community thing? And you're like, okay, so by downloading it, I know that you're not saying that you're against it, but I just feel like it's a bit of a losing game to be like, oh, anything the government, if the government wants something, like, it's got to be bad, where it's like, that's how you get fucking killed, right? That's how you, like, if we didn't listen to the government, there would be a huge amount of cases of COVID, like, right now.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, the noisy people you hear are talking about the control that the government will end up having. Like, this has the COVID-19, like, what rules they've put in place are... I mean, I haven't felt like I've been disadvantaged by them, you know, but it's, I understand people that don't want a society where we're told what to do and that we have to stay at home, all that shit. I don't know. But then you see the people who are out protesting about, you know, lowering, you know, lessening the rules, and it's like, I saw
there's
one
a
of
lot
the
of
guys
fuckwits
who,
though. Like, that's the other consideration. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Like, there's nothing negative about it. But there's a huge amount of the population who are actually fuckwits. And, like, that's not being negative. Yeah. That's not doing anything. But it's like, we don't have to...
It's just the rule of fuckwits.
It's, yeah, exactly. It's the
you know,
it's
you've got a handful of people and there's a bunch fuckwit of fuckwits law. In there.
Yeah. No, I feel like, yeah, I wonder how... Like, there's always going to be people who oppose whatever the popular belief is. I mean, Peter Shepherd still hasn't watched Tiger King. You know, that is the law of the fuckwit. Like, he needs to go. I'm not saying he's...
Pushback.
Yeah. I hope Pete's downloading the app, even based on his pushback.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they've actually done a pretty decent job in terms of the privacy and security. Like, I was listening to Trev this morning, and there's no location data that's stored, so it's simply just, like, the transaction of the Bluetooth from one phone to another.
Mm-hmm.
And then... all information is stored on device until you click that upload to cloud or submit information button.
But do these people not have Facebook and Instagram? Like, what I think is rich is it's like we give our
even just having an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your Facebook is literally transferring more information than this app.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah. But it's good because what they've done is they've based it off the code in the app that Singapore used. So it's closed sourced for, like, the actual Australian app, but majority of the code base comes from the Singapore app, which I believe is open source. So
I mean, that developer who was on the radio this morning said it's a pretty vanilla app. It's pretty straightforward up and down.
Good user experience, to be honest. Like, it's,
is it?
Put
a game in there, like, at least do what Google do when, you know, you're losing
your browsers offline.
What's just
Angry Birds? What happened to Angry Birds? That was a fucking great game back in the day.
Did you see they had an Instagram filter where you would do that with your head to jump up and go between the pipes? I saw Trev doing it.
Yeah.
I actually saw someone using the Instagram. They did an Instagram filter where it's... questions in quarantine or questions in ISO or whatever, and it was all the types of questions that I ask in this. I was really pissed. I felt like
for the dating
I discovered, well, yeah, it was sort of had that vibe actually. You met one of Grace's best mates
yesterday.
So is this confirming that Grace is real and she's not catfishing you?
Wait, so how does that come about? A virtual relationship point of view, how do you all of a sudden decide, okay, we're going to meet the best mate?
I mean, we've mentioned it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And so we got on Zoom yesterday, just a free account, the 40-minute limit, which is slightly annoying. It's real weird, actually.
That, like, detail.
You could have used my Zoom. Well, he could have. I'm the only one that's got the longer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've got exactly.
That. Yeah.
No water. When business is paying, you can use it, Sebs, if you just ask the boys.
But it will say Josh Jansen.
Actually, Sebs, well, smart slightly move, dude, annoyingly. If it all goes pear-shaped, you've only got 45
minutes.
You've got
minutes a 40-minute out, yeah. Well, so, I mean, look, I came in 10 minutes late, which wasn't great.
It's not good at all. Were you very apologetic at least?
I was a little bit apologetic.
How do you... Because it is a bit of faux... Like, you know, like,
you
if you're late
that?
To
what
something...
What were you doing? What were you doing? Oh, I'm making a movie.
I think I was yelling about the merch, being like, if you didn't think t-shirts were a good idea, why the fuck didn't you say it on the show?
I just said that, yeah, anyway. I had dinner.
I'm pretty sure I did. I'm pretty sure I said, let's keep it a one item, but that's okay. No need to sort of point fingers.
But anyway, so I had to clean up after dinner because everyone, like Sam and stuff, cooked it all. So I didn't. If I just left, it would have been an absolute nightmare. So I cleaned up and then I was 10 minutes late. But yeah, the 40, I brought up the 40 minute timer thing was because we actually got kicked off at the end. Like it was like, you've got 1 minute to go. And
it's like a game show. What did you do for the final minute?
Well, exactly. We didn't know what was happening
fast
and
five.
When it was going to go. We literally did fast five at the end. So we had a couple of minutes.
Was it in the Trello? Five. Or like, did you all have your own Trello?
Was it in my little it wasn't in my dating Trello, no.
In your content danger.
And
so what were the fast five? Who initiated the fast five?
Emma did. It was great. Yeah. One of the questions was, who's your role model? Which I haven't really thought about.
Oh, and good one.
You idiot.
Yeah. Well, he said that after I ended up going.
I ended up going with Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. This
really?
Is almost like
I mean,
said about
private.
The pussycat doll answer. It's not a real answer. You've
what
cooked
you,
it.
I mean, is it? No. Chris Hemsworth probably would have been better. We understand a bit more about Chris. You know where he lives and
yeah, but that's what I jumped to as well. I was like, okay, great, Chris. I'll go Chris. But then what I appreciate about Ryan Reynolds is his comedy and his humor, which I like and which I look up to. And Chris,
what's his humor? I mean, you don't have it. You've sort of historically
no
not had a sense of humor.
Just because I don't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I watched 3 episodes. Not funny.
Is Ryan Reynolds even a comedian, George?
No, he's not. He's not a comedian.
I thought he was just an actor.
He is.
Like,
an
what
actor,
has he done to inspire you so much that he's your role model?
Oh.
He's just got a balance. So he's got the comedy, but he's also like, he also like works out and stuff. Have you seen his comments on Instagram? They're quite funny.
Hang on. When the movie you're referring to is what's that? What is it? The
Deadpool.
The one where he's Deadpool. He's funny as shit. I mean, it's a funny film, highly violent and funny, but he's got a mask on the whole time. Like he's just
watch his like interviews and stuff and all the, I don't know, like press stuff that he does is funny. So anyway,
saying you want to be funnier. You want to be
so? Is a role model just who you want to become? Is that the idea?
Why
you see yourself as Ryan?
See myself as Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
All right.
The arrogance on you since getting a girlfriend is outrageous. You know, he was
kind of similar.
A little bit, I guess. You know, dark and handsome. No, but he was doing some exercises the other night, and he was using a metal bar. What's that called again? It's a
barbell.
Barbell.
Thank you. And no, you were saying that it was rubbing. The bar was rubbing on your skin, and you say you had to use a towel. I was like, mate, put on a fucking t-shirt, and then you won't have the rub.
Do you know how
the rub's not the problem? It like digs into like your. Your shoulder and stuff.
Dude, I have my back. I've got back hair, and I now have 2 marks on either side where using a bar, because I trained in a bodybuilder's gym where you are an absolute pussy if you don't, If you use a towel,
if you use the pad, or if you use
literally,
the pad.
If you use the pad, you get bashed.
Yeah.
And so you have to just push through. It actually, you end up building up a, you end up building muscle that protects that little bone of yours, your little collarbone, baby.
I'm actually just happy wearing a pad, to be honest. Just putting the pad on the bar, like it's just, it's
tell you what, Ryan Reynolds
is not wearing pads.
No, he's absolutely wearing it. Chris Hemsworth won't be wearing a pad, but Ryan will be.
No, because he's a fucking tough guy, right?
You reckon Ryan Reynolds is wearing a pad?
Definitely, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the other
thing.
He's
got a great ad. Casey says he's got a great ad for his gin company, which I agree. That is a fun, yeah.
Oh, I get around gin as well. Aviation gin.
I love this. He's identifying as someone who drinks gin. This is great. Yeah. You've got a present on the way, by the way. Hopefully, it's here by Friday. What kind of accountant sends you a bottle of gin? Our accountant, who's hot.
Yeah, real hot accountant, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. RBK.
Mm-hmm.
RBK.
RBK
Advisory.
Shout out.
Check them out if you want a hot accountant.
Mm-hmm. And they're very good at sort of the nuts and bolts of
the accounting
as
well.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm actually surprised with the role model stuff. You've never mentioned Ryan Reynolds. I think
like, he's panicked. I think he's panicked and he's just gone Ryan Reynolds.
Who's your role model?
Don't have one, mate. When you're a role model yourself, you don't. No, I'm joking. No, okay. It's changed. I mean, you could see a mentor as a role model. There's been people in my life that have been mentored.
This is not, you don't answer like that in a Fast Five though.
But this is the thing, how much is it like, I guess you're at the stage of just impressing. It's like there's a few questions that when you're at the stage of impressing, you completely bullshit. One of them is if they say, what celebrity do you find most attractive? So if you ever ask that with your new date, new partner, you've got to find someone that looks the closest to your partner. Because if you go the opposite, you're in big trouble.
Or just go a dude. If you're picking a woman?
Yeah, well, I think that normally sort of the trap is that's how they get you. They're like, we're just being funny. Yeah. But like,
to my wife last night. Yeah. We're listening to John Mayer, and I said, which John would you rather have a passionate night with, John Legend or John Mayer?
I don't know either of them.
Yes,
are you serious?
You're outrageous.
Come on, John
Mayer. Legend.
John Legend.
John Mayer is a musician. I know that. He did something. He did something funny the other day on Instagram. I know that.
John Legend's song is All of Me. You would have heard that, Josh.
Yeah, I mean that was.
He plays the piano.
Casey says, "No way! Don't be insecure," says Casey.
It's fun. Anyway, answer in the comments. Who would you rather, John Legend or John Mayer? We'll take your feedback.
And what did Amy say?
John Mayer. She'd thought through the answer.
And so John, I'm going to look up John Legend.
John Legend was sexiest man alive this year, wasn't he?
I do.
But the question Amy said, it wasn't that I asked who would you rather relationship with, because she said I would have chosen John Legend. I said, glad to know you've thought a lot about this in the past. But I got it. That's one of the got your questions. I love both of them. To be Ray honest, I'd rather
2019 sexiest man alive.
Yeah, yeah.
John Legend.
A lot of Mayer. I mean,
Casey loves Legend.
Casey loves.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, George, you better get editing. Are we getting a hump day replay this week, or is that on hold?
I think we are.
Okay, great.
I think we are. I think. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff that happened this week, so it'd be rude not to.
Yeah. You're a good man, George. Absolute good man.
Yeah.
All right, great. Yeah. It's a daily talk show. You can watch us live at youtube.com/thedailytalkshow. Podcast apps. There's Google. There's Spotify. There's Apple. Yeah, there's a lot of options. But you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well.
Yeah.
And you can also send us an email. We got one from Scott. He says, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate what you guys do. You guys are the mates I've needed over the past 6 months to get me through some tough times. I've loved every episode and want to congratulate you guys on everything that the Daily Talk Show has achieved over the past 700 episodes. I can't wait to join you guys and all the other Gronks next Friday for drinks and the 24-hour live stream. Scott, PS, thanks for the stickers and the letter.
Scotty.
Thanks, Scott.
I was just thinking,
Go on.
Just thinking, what about someone who commits to watching the live stream for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. I think we could have a commitment crew.
Commitment crew taking on. They've got right, the schedule. Who's doing 12 to 2? Who's doing 2 to 8?
So just, write commitment crew in the chat right now if you're going to join us for the commitment crew.
Everyone will watch. Everyone in the commitment crew is committed to the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Or is the crew alternating between?
I think 24 hour good. Commitment crew. They have to watch the whole thing. But also I think that for the extreme commitment crewers, we could have a camera on them. So we can cut to them to make sure that they're watching.
Yeah. I feel like Glenn would be a part of the extreme commitment
crew. Grace says, I will commit. There we go.
Grace.
There you go.
Love it.
Perfect.
Grace.
We also, on the WhatsApp, David Andrews wrote to us, hey guys, just played a couple of podcasts that I missed. Heard the ep about you guys talking about fishing and camping. Eildon Pondage would be the perfect place. A caravan park with tent sites on pond that it's stocked with fish. You can fish literally 20 meters from your camp. And there is a toilet and shower blocks for any big babies.
Mate, great. I've never camped at Eildon. I've flown over it. I've seen it. I've got friends that go there. Sick. It's so good. Perfect. We should do it. I love that.
Lara's saying, I got a tag team. A min amount of people at one time. I like that idea, Lara.
That's awesome.
Grace says, I have nothing else happening on Friday. Love it, Grace. Yeah. Glenn says, I'll be there. We could also play some Monopoly or board games as part of the commitment crew. And we could maybe the commitment crew could be playing board games. We could set them little challenges so they've got to still watch. And then maybe we could place bets on who's going to win.
Yeah. I think it's not commitment crew. I think it's support crew. Like, think about the weird hours where we need support because we're going to be struggling.
Well, I think there's
like George said, at 3 a.m. you're seeing one person watching. Mm-hmm. You're slightly demotivated at that point. You want the support
and you need
team.
Someone to... Yeah, you need to throw to someone and just be like, can you guys just talk for a minute so I can just... You know, have a bit of quiet time.
Oh, hang on. We can work out the finer details, but Jason PJ, they're not talking for 58 hours or whatever it is. It's not talking for 24 hours.
They get breaks. Yeah.
We don't have any ads, though.
Can we do something like the Cold Feet crew, which they're just like, they're sort of backed out of the commitment crew. and they tag team. And so in those hours that are like, 3 o'clock, someone comes in.
Oh, Josh, is there a way to have a support crew which has a Zoom link? So it's like if you're in the support crew, we have a Zoom link for you. And so whenever we want to check on our team, you can see how many faces are in the support crew.
Yeah, definitely.
Zoom
link. We could do that.
Which is not the Friday night drinks. Mm-hmm. Just a nice grid.
Yeah, I love that idea. I love the idea of I want to see Grace as the commitment crew post kick-ons. That's going to be the...
Kick-ons.
Yeah.
Shannon said she has zero on Friday also, but I'm just reminding her right now that she has a three-year-old. they will find something for you to do, Shannon. So whenever you think you got time off, they will fucking
absolutely
either
not.
Shit themselves or push themselves say...
Well, you can
I need
sit in it for 24 hours, can't you?
That's all right,
it's a daily talk show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Thank you. We've been getting emails as well for people who want to help from a technical perspective, so thank you for that. We're going to write back to all of that and try and organize the logistics, and otherwise thanks everyone. thedailytalkshow.com/gronks if you want to become a VIP gronk. Get on the WhatsApp. I'm actually going to spend the next few hours on WhatsApp because I started a lot of conversations with people, with the Gronks, and it's been very hard for me to sort of keep up with it because I'll write and then they don't get back
for
3 hours. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. George, I think that I'm trying to impress you and just writing back to you.
Very quick.
I was going to say, because I didn't get a response last night when I...
Yeah, no. There's a bunch of people. Through, so. I called Shannon this morning on WhatsApp. I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, what did you call Shannon about?
Well, she asked a question on the WhatsApp. Oh, yeah. And it's just, when you're going back and forth on texts, you're better off just like, look, let me just call. You could tell she was definitely...
You and I went to voicemail notes.
Yeah, oh, that was a fucking nightmare. Yeah, yesterday.
It's like, I can't be bothered texting. Let's do voice memos.
Yeah, JJ, that is a thing. A lot of people are doing, like on WhatsApp, they do the hold it up. When I was in Tel Aviv in Israel.
Yeah, Israel, it's big,
I was looking at people just doing this. I was like, what the fuck are they all doing?
Well, that was the whole Heytel thing, right? They were using Heytel back in the day. But no, the thing is, the voice memo, so impractical when trying to watch a TV show. Because I was trying to watch a TV show.
No, this is so easy. I'm just holding up to my face. I've just held the button down on a mouse, sending you a voice memo. Done.
But you don't realise how much you slur your words. I heard it myself back and you just...
You don't play it back. You never play it back.
But even just thinking about what you're going to say... Like, yeah. That's a weird little thing. Like,
but then also is like Mason, like his whole family there. Like, and I'll pause, and the other thing, it goes away. So you sort of you say something like you've got no record to remember. Oh, did you say that? Or did it, like, how do you create stories if you can't remember what's been said?
Mm. I want to read into just get talking.
Yeah, I love a phone call.
Oh, the other annoying thing is when you send photos and it saves to your camera roll. Hate that.
Why?
What? Like if you send a photo on WhatsApp, it saves into my camera roll without even asking me.
Yeah, well, no, there should be a setting, George. There's settings, a setting that you can disable that, mate. So,
okay, I'll sort that out.
Why don't you just take the photo in your camera app and then send it through? That's what I do.
Well, he's saying he receives photos from other people. Like I send a photo from WhatsApp and he get all of a sudden he's like, I didn't take a photo of a thumb. And he realizes it's me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. See you on WhatsApp. Have a lovely Monday, and we'll see you at 4 p.m. Have a good one. See ya.
See you guys.